Thank you. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. We are so glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community on this fourth Sunday of Advent. As our musicians continue to break down here, we'll extend a special thank you for their music this morning. Also see from your bulletin that we are in for quite a treat this morning with our Advent cantata. So you'll see a few things are different in the order of worship. We're going to begin with announcements, and then we are going to lift in prayer our joys and concerns and have a brief prayer as we then light the Advent candle, and our children will have some time together. And a note about Sunday school today. Young children of all ages, are very welcome to stay and listen to the cantata. But parents and kids will let you guys work it out how long or if they want to stay. Following the time with young children, they are more than welcome to head down to room 2, where we'll have crafts and activities available for preschool on up. And at any point, if you are feeling the wiggles and giggles need a different space to find their way out, they're at any time welcome to get up in the middle and just head on down to room 2. So, other announcements as we begin today. Please note that during the offering time, we will be receiving the Christmas Joy offering. This is one of the 4 denominational offerings of the Presbyterian Church, and you can read more about it in your bulletin. Also, this week was a very sad week as one of the saints is now in heaven. We celebrate the life of Joyce Kern, who died this week. And on Monday, her memorial service will be here at 11 a.m. So please note that and our prayers with the Kern family. Okay, Eric had an announcement. Not sure where he is. He behind me? Hi. Today.
Good morning. I am Eric Vail from the Public Worship Committee, and I know all of you are out there that are serving as ushers and communion servers, and front door greeters are so anxious to get the schedule for next year. Well, good news, it's out. Out on the table, the little desk out by the front doors, is a schedule for next year. There's a stack for deacons, a stack for elders, and a stack for everybody else. So on your way out, please go through with them. They're alphabetically. Get your schedule, and thanks for all you do to help us out. Thanks.
Katie.
to everyone who donated food for St. Joseph's, who helped to prepare the goulash, and then who came and helped us serve yesterday. We fed lunch to 75 people and had enough for plenty of leftovers. So it's absolutely wonderful to get to share a meal with people, especially around Christmas. And also for youth group today, we are going to have junior high caroling and cookies. So be here at 6, dress warmly, warm up your vocal cords. We'll be done at 8. And senior highs are going to have movie nights, so they'll go from 6 to 9 here at the church, so they have time to enjoy a Christmas movie.
Thank you. And as we continue our time of worship and sharing all the great news that's going on in the life of the church, I also invite you at this time to share your prayers of joy, your prayers of concern. The ushers will have microphones if you would like to share those prayers aloud, and we will lift them together to God. Are there any prayers that you all would like to share today?
Tess McKeel, prayers for my father. He went into the hospital last night. He has some type of infection. They're not sure what, but my mom and dad were visiting my brother in Illinois, so they are still there and probably will not make it back for Christmas. So prayers for quick healing for my dad and safe travels home.
Prayers for both of them and your entire family.
I have two things to talk about. I'll talk about the first thing sad, and I'll leave you with happiness. My niece, Debbie Graining, you know her as Debbie Walk, of Claire's daughter. Wednesday, her husband of 46 years old suddenly died. And it was just a terrible thing. And we had the funeral yesterday, and it was absolutely beautiful. December 15th, this is the good news. You now have two new babies in your congregation. They came a month early. I got a call from Katie on Monday, and she said, "Marie, can you get the kids off the bus?" And I go, "Katie, do you know you called me?" She goes, "Yes, I'm having the babies." So it's been great. Sophia is home. She's doing beautifully. Sophia Marie. And Charles James is still in neonatal. He had a problem with eating, but he has a feeding tube, and yesterday he took 20 ounces. So it's just a Christmas miracle, and I thank God.
Thanks be to God.
Norma Polizzi, my mom lost her only surviving sister yesterday. She had been ill for a long time. She was 94 years old, but it's still very sad.
Yeah. Prayers, Norma, for you and your family. Okay. Let us pray together, and then let us sing together. Lord, soon all the candles will be lit. The tree is up, and the poinsettias are in place. We've dusted off the hymns unsung for a year and unearthed the words of your prophets. Yet in your eyes, these efforts are for nothing without the regular, persistent, deep pursuit of listening for the cries of your heart in this world. We've listened for hope and peace, love, and this morning for joy. In our hearts, we long to feel the joy you intend for us, the joy of carrying out your mission to be light in the darkness. Proof that no darkness can overcome your truth. Also hear our prayers this morning for those surrounded by the darkness of grief, hopelessness, pain, and oppression. God, awaken us this morning with the sounds of your abiding joy. Amen.
Oh, dear, my friend. Our waiting in Advent is almost over.
Our hearts cry out with joy.
We are blessed with gifts of music, share with each other.
Our hearts sing out in celebration.
Whether outside is cold, but inside we rejoice.
Our hearts are warmed by the people around us.
In this fourth week of Advent, we light the candle for joy. Let us celebrate the joy that God's gift brings into our lives. Lift up our voices and rejoice together that Jesus Christ will soon be born.
Thank you. Now I'd like to invite the children to come forward and join me right here.
You want. Yeah, that'll be the day. If you want an example, because this week Jesus will be born, and today we get to celebrate with lots of music and singing. Christmas is coming, and soon all our waiting will be over, so let's party. You ready to party?
But I thought we're supposed to sit still in church. We're supposed to be quiet when we worship God. So what's the story?
Well, let me tell you. You all look fabulous up there. Talk about how singing and praying can be loud in worship, especially when we're happy. Are you all happy? Yeah, good. If you want an example, not when we're singing, we're all supposed to sing to God together, nice and loudly. The Bible says to make a joyful noise to God, not a joyful whisper. So today, we're going to listen to other people sing and play loudly to celebrate Jesus. And we'll all sing loudly together.
Can you all join us and help us rejoice and welcome Jesus today with our music? Can you? Awesome.
Did your kids sleep late this morning? Not
let's
even close?
Let's have a prayer.
Normally, I don't call them. It's okay. You didn't tell me to do this. Anybody read that to me? Come on. What's it say? Go ahead.
Jesus loves me.
All right, we're up to a good start. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Jesus, take this heart of mine. Make it pure and wholly thine. And on this cross, you died for me. I will try to live for thee. That's kind of a nice story. Now I need a favor. And I want you to come through for me. When I come to three, one, three, amen. Will you help me? You better. Let's go. One, two, three.
Amen!
Woo! That's it. That's all for your money.
The world suffers in darkness. The people languish and wither away. The fields are blighted, the animals starve. The earth is engulfed in anguish. Our hearts cry out for God to hear us. Our hearts cry out for God to save us.
Hearken to me, you who pursue deliverance, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you
Strange how one word will so hollow you out. But this word has been in the wilderness for months, years. This word is what remained after everything else was worn away by sand and stone. It is what withstood the glaring sun of day, the weeping loneliness of the moon at night. Now it comes to you, racing out of the wild, eyes blazing and waving its arms, its voice ragged with desert, but piercing and loud. As it speaks itself again and again. Prepare. Prepare. It may feel like the word is leveling you, emptying you as it asks you to give up what you have known, It is impolite and hardly tame, but when it falls upon your lips, you will wonder at the sweetness, like honey that finds its way into the hunger you had not known was there.
My silence speaks volumes, speaks of hollow reverberations in an empty womb, of my beloved's muffled cries, hopeless, late at night, of unbroached topics between man and wife, isolated in their grief, speaks of a mute God who would not stoop to answer the cacophony of impotent noise made by the righteous striving to keep his commandments. All this, echoes of despair, lost in faith, abandonment. My silence is God's silence. The lack of sound then resounds with the rustle of angel wings, the gentle roar of a majestic announcement, the metallic ring of a sword drawn in anger upon a fearful gasp, an inrush air that cloaked a more resounding unbelief, faith, as barren as a womb. My silence is God's answer, disbelieved. But now I, mute and wildly motioning, fill the air with your laughter and endless queries, hearing that you cannot be aware of, that to which divinely imposed silence has bent my ear, a distant cry for the beginning of time, from creation, declaring that God will make the hearts of God's people fertile again, yelled through the prophets, though most were deaf to his meaning, hollering through my son, hear that and do not scoff, lest you be considered like I, the town clown. To announce itself shortly in a Bethlehem stable, calling to God's people. In stereo surround sound my silence. Alas, is God's provision that will not be silent for long.
Thank you.
this time, we're going to continue our time of worship with our morning offering. Let us continue to celebrate the coming of Christ's presence in this world.
Let us pray. Healing, sovereign God, overmatch our resistant ears with your transforming speech. Penetrate our jadedness and fatigue. Touch our yearnings by your words. Through your outloudness, draw us closer to you. We are ready to listen. Amen.
From the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said,
Spirit. born will be called holy. The Son of God.
Days Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me? The mother of my Lord comes to me. For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said,
And in these days, a decree goes out to all the world, for these are taxing times. We are called again to go to Bethlehem. No matter the state of our health or our world, we come obedient and faithful. For we have heard the message, we have dreamed the dream that God will come to dwell among us. We come expectant with joy, pregnant with anticipation, for God has done great things for us. We come searching for a sign, bearing our gifts. We come called from the silent hillsides of our hearts. Startled and frightened by the magnitude of light, we huddle together toward Bethlehem. We come, one by one, and yet as one, dancing into the promise.
There was a time when there was no time, when darkness reigned as king, when a formless void was all that there was in the nothingness of eternity, when it was night. But over the void and over the night, loved watched. There was a time when time began, and it began when love spoke. There came a time when love spoke again, a word from eternity, a word spoken to a girl who belonged to a people not known by the world, spoken to a girl who belonged to a family not known by her people, to a girl named Mary. And all creation waited in hushed silence for the girl's answer. And Mary spoke her yes. And love watched over Mary. And lastly, there came a time when you and I became a part of time. Now is the time that you and I wait. Now we wait to celebrate what the world waited for. And as we wait to celebrate what was at one time, we become a part of that time, a time when a new dawn and a new dream and a new creation began for man. And as a part of time, love waits and love watches over us.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen, salvation, seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared for all people, which thou hast prepared for all people, a light to the Gentiles, a light to the Gentiles, and glory to Israel. To
round of applause for all our wonderful musicians today. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. What an amazing way to end our waiting. But it's not really the end. Come with us here at Christmas Eve as we continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We look forward to having you here, but for now, go with knowing that Christ is indeed in our hearts and born anew as we share God's love out in this world. Go. Alleluia. Amen.